Morning.
Good morning.
Let us begin with our devotional prayers. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael, the archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. Is eligible for all 10 monthly drawings of $100. You could win more than once. For more details, see the bulletin or call the office. Home Life Ads and Citrus County Chronicle will commemorate the loss of millions of babies to abortion since the Roe v. Wade decision made on January 22, 1973. C's pro-life members and the Knights of Columbus we'll be offering ads in the courtyard this weekend and next weekend. Donations are $5 per person or $10 per family or business. They will also be available in the office. The church office will be closed this Thursday and Friday, December 24th and 25th. Noted in the bulletin every week are the monies collected from our weekly offering, our online giving, and any donations that we have received. Due to current circumstances, we are not passing the collection basket around, but we have placed a large basket here to my right for your convenience. We want to thank everyone for their generosity. We have a special announcement today. On Monday the 21st, there will be a penance service at 4 p.m. There will be four priests available for the sacrament of penance. The Christmas Masses on December 24th will be at 4 p.m., a Mass in the church and a Mass in the hall at the same time, and 10 p.m., a Mass in the church. On December 25th, 8:30, be a Mass in the church and a Mass in the hall, and at 10:30, a Mass in the church and a Mass in the hall at the same time as our Sunday services. There will be 2021 calendars available under the collection basket and at the doors of the church. Our Mass intention today is for Inez Menendez. Our celebrant is Father Sojan. Please stand.
Our entrance hymn is O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. That would be number 38 in your 2020 Missalette, if you have one. O Come, O Come, Emmanuel.
Thank you.
Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
Amen.
So many friends coming together as God's family, let us acknowledge our failures and shortcomings before the Lord and ask His pardon and forgiveness.
Forever I will sing.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, to him who can strengthen you, according to my gospel and the proclamation of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery kept secret for long ages, but now manifested through the prophetic writings, and according to the command of the eternal God, made known to all nations to bring about the obedience of faith. To the only wise God, through Jesus Christ, be glory forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Friends, We are almost on the eve of Christmas. It's already here for the Sunday of Advent. And this whole week went very fast, right? So we are already, all the candles are lit on the wreath, and then we are all ready to celebrate the great feast of Christmas. And as we have reflected these past 4 weeks in the readings, you know, maybe you remember on the first Sunday, when we celebrate the first Sunday of Advent, I was talking to you about the first reading that day. Actually, the first reading was about, you know, Prophet Isaiah giving hope to the people of Israel as they were in exile. They were in Babylonian exile for maybe like 70 years. And then they saw the hope of, you know, God intervening in their life and, you know, making them, bringing them back to their promised land again. And as these 3 weeks we have been hearing all the readings, how God really intervened into their life and then bring all the people of Israel back to Jerusalem. And now at fourth Sunday we hear they're all back there in Jerusalem. They're all doing good. They're all wonderful. God has really worked wonders in their life, and they're really grateful to God. They're very thankful to God. And now they have a king, King David. And now, you know, King David King David wanted to build a house for God, you know, a temple for God. And then, you know, as we heard today's first reading, God spoke to David through Nathan the prophet, and he said, "You don't have to build a house for me, you know, but I will build a house for you, you know, because you have been so wonderful to me, and you helped my people, and and God did amazing things in the life of King David." And then, you know, King really wanted to build his house, but God said, "No, you don't have to build a house. I will build a house, and that is not just a house. And it is a kingdom that I am going to build for you. And in that kingdom, you know, we heard in today's gospel reading, the promise that God made to David is being fulfilled in today's gospel when the angel came to Mary and said, "No, you will bear a son, and of his kingdom there will be no end." No? And that is the whole story that we are hearing. And then we can imagine, you know, when the angel of the Lord came to Mary, because we know God has prepared Mary from the very beginning, you know, to be the mother of God. And then finally it was time. God respected her freedom. And then God sent an angel to her and asked her, "Are you willing to be the mother of God?" You know? And then we can imagine you know, what was going through the life of Mary. She was really confused. She was really, you know, fearful about all this. But yet, in the midst of all that, she was able to respond to to God's call. And she said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to thy word." And she was able to do that because God gave her the grace, and God gave her the power. And therefore, that is what God does to all the time. God doesn't leave us alone when he gives us a responsibility, when he gives us things, brings things into our life. God just does not leave us alone. God will be always there to help us. And therefore, my dear friends, you know, God has always a special plan for each one of us. You know, a divine plan for all of us. God has put a divine plan. Whether you are old, whether you are young, you know, in spite of all that, God, at this particular moment in your life, God has a divine plan for you. And probably, you know, as the fourth Sunday of Advent, we really need to ask God, what is that divine plan that you have for me, Lord. You know? And that is how we make a dwelling place, a worthy dwelling place for God. You know, David wanted to build a worthy dwelling place for God, and Mary also wanted to build a worthy dwelling place for God. And therefore, when we say yes to what God's plan, we are also making a worthy dwelling place for God. And therefore, my dear friends, we need to ask, you know, what is that worthy, what is that plan, divine plan, what God has for me? Maybe for some, you know, that divine plan will be, you know, the heavy cross or unexpected heavy cross that we have to carry at this time. You know, different ways. There are so many unexpected, you know, crosses that we really need to carry. Maybe to carry that unexpected cross, you know, in our life. Maybe to transform or change some of those things that are not of God from our life, you know, during this Advent season. And that way, we really making a dwelling place for God. And when we say yes to the will of God, and when we, you know, make a dwelling place for God like that, sometimes it may be, you know, we may feel overwhelmed. Sometimes we may feel confused. But always remember what God said to Mary. Mary, nothing will be impossible for God. Nothing will be impossible for God. And Mary's, you know, faithful obedience and her trust in God made her to see that great thing, you know, in her life. And therefore, this season, this time is a season of, you know, choices. And Christmas is a time of choices, and we make choices. You know, we want to, you know, get right stuff for everything. You know, we want to get the right Christmas card. We want to get the right, you know, gift for our loved ones, and we want to get the right dishes, and, you know, all those things. But we know Mary did a right choice. Mary did a right choice, made a right choice. And when Mary made a right choice in favor of God, great things happened in her life, and great things happened in the world. You know, when Mary said yes to the will of God, when Mary did the right choice, you know, we have Christmas. It is only because Mary did the right choice in favor of God that we have Christmas today. And therefore, today, as we celebrate this Eucharist, you know, let us ask God, Lord, what is that divine plan that you have for me? And when you have the divine plan for me, and when I respond to your will in favor of God, I make a worthy dwelling place for God in my life. Let us all, as we are fast approaching the feast of Christmas, let us all make a worthy dwelling place for God, and God can do, you know, amazing thing, you know, beautiful thing in our life, and not only in our life, in the life of others with whom we be every day. And let us pray for this grace during this Eucharistic celebration.
the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, he was crucified on the Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, who will give us life, who will receive from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son has known the Lord of life, who Christ spoke unto the prophets. I believe in one holy and active apostolic church. I confess my baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and life of the world to come. Amen.
With reliance on our good and gracious God, we bring our prayers to Him.
For Pope Francis, may the Lord bless him in his zeal and joy for the gospel. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our elected officials, may the Holy Spirit conform their hearts to charity and justice as they make their governing decisions. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who suffer the harshness of winter, may the Lord in his infinite mercy ensure that they have adequate shelter and food for their tables. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all gathered here today, may the grace of discernment help us fulfill God's plan for each of us. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have died, may they soon come face to face with Jesus, their Savior. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Now let us pause for a moment and silently place before the Lord our personal prayers and petitions. Let us pray for our own families. And all those who have asked our prayers. All those who are in the hospitals, nursing homes, from our parish. All the people who are suffering from this pandemic all over the world. Loving God, hear our prayers as we strive to know your will and follow the plan you have carved out for us. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
During the preparation of gifts, let us sing Mary's Song. That would be number 682 in the 2020 Missalette.
My soul doth glory.
to the Lord God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
May the Holy Spirit, O Lord, sanctify this gift laid upon your altar, just as he filled with his power the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just our duty and our salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For he assumed at his first coming the lowliness of human flesh, and so fulfilled the design you formed long ago, and opened for us the way to eternal salvation, that when he comes again in glory and majesty, and all is at last made manifest, we who watch for that day may inherit the great promise in which we now live for. And so with the angels and archangels, thrones and dominions, with all the host of power of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we are praying. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith, when we eat this bread and drink this cup,
we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with the Francis, our Pope and Gregory, your Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us, all we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the Blessed Joseph, his spouse, with the Blessed Apostles, and with all the saints, who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be heirs of eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we wait the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said, dear apostles, peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will. Who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
May the body and blood of Jesus Christ keep me safe for eternal life.
Amen.
I can feel his mighty power.
receive this pledge of eternal redemption, we pray, Almighty God, that as the feast day of our salvation draws ever nearer, so we may press forward all the more eagerly to the worthy celebration of the mystery of your Son's nativity. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
So my dear friends, as it is announced, tomorrow, Monday, we'll have a parent service here, or we'll have all priests available here. So, you know, if you really want to make confession, you know, we'll be here, but we'll be not be as usual penance service, but we'll priest available here, and you can come to the church, and then from the church, you know, I will send you to the different priests, and then you can make the confession and go home. You don't want to, you know, hang around here much, and be careful, you know. And so tomorrow at 4 o'clock we'll be available, and then, as you know, Christmas schedule here, we have a vigil mass on Thursday evening. We have 4 o'clock mass here in the church, and also in the parish hall at the same time, and there are two priests. And then at night we'll have 10 o'clock mass only in the church. Next day morning, 8:30 mass in the church, in the hall, and 10:30 mass also in the church and the hall, you know, at the same time of the mass, there are two priests. So, you know, thank you so much, and then looking forward to see you all for Christmas. Hope everybody will be safe. And I'm sure this year Christmas will be different for everybody. But as I said, probably, you know, that is the plan of God, the divine plan God wants at this particular time. And maybe, you know, we really need to, you know, work on that as Mary did. And I'm sure God will bring, you know, great things and blessings, you know, into our life. So, you know, be careful, everybody. So the Lord be with you. May the Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth for man's sake.
Amen.
Have a nice day.
As we're sent forth, let us sing People Look East. That's number 40, 2020 Missalettes. People Look East.